Hey, friends, thanks for tuning into this bonus episode of The Morning Mindset. This is a little bit different, but I'm very excited about it because it is going to present to you an opportunity to integrate your faith into every moment of your life, especially if you're one of those people who goes outside the home to work, or perhaps you're on video conferencing these days, working with coworkers remotely. You have an opportunity to make a massive difference for Jesus Christ in your workplace. And this episode is introducing you to a different podcast. It's not one I produce. It's one a friend of mine, Mike Henry, produces. And it's called Follower of One. And it's focused on missionaries in the workplace, which is you and me, who go out and rub shoulders with non-believers every day. Listen to this episode. And then at the end, I'm going to tell you how you can find and subscribe to Follower of One. It's very much deserving of your attention.
Hey, it's Mike Henry with Follower of One. In today's passage, I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 9, verses 20 through 22, and 23 is our key verse today. To the Jews I became a Jew so that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, though not being myself under the law, so that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, so that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I may become a fellow partaker of it. That's from the New American Standard. Verse 23 is our key verse for today. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, so that I may become a fellow partaker of it. A friend of mine asked me a question the other day. It was phrased differently, and it prompted me to really consider my answer. The question was, what percentage of your work would you say consists of activities that are important to God? Think about that answer. Most of us think that pastors and missionaries do the real spiritual work, but that our secular work doesn't really matter. It's just a context for me or an opportunity for me. It's a tool that I use so that I can do the real work of introducing people to Jesus. Paul explains to the Corinthian believers that everything he does is designed for the sake of the gospel. What do you think that means to you? What Paul does, is it different than what you and I do, or is it the same? Do we put Paul in a different class and give ourselves some kind of an excuse, well, we're not like him? Today, I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage myself, to run the race of my life so that I'm a winner. That's what the rest of this chapter talks about. We might go into that tomorrow. I missed out on so many years of my life where I had the opportunity to live my life on a daily basis with God, doing what He would have me do. This joy of being with God in everything that I do is something that can't be taken away from me unless I give it away. If I follow Jesus and I want to integrate my faith into my daily life, then I can do that. God has made a way for me to make Him present in every minute of my life. But I missed out on the joy that I experienced doing that because for many years I thought it was work. I thought doing what God wanted me to do was work. It was a challenge. It was a drudgery. It was difficult. And I listened to Satan. I listened to our enemy in thinking that that was work. Now, I want to do all things for the sake of the gospel. What does that mean? Well, for me, it means that I spend my time, no matter what my job is, doing it for God, asking Him, God, what would you have me get out of this? What do you want me to do? What are you saying through this effort or this activity? How can I bless the people that I'm interacting with? The daily prayer that we talk about is, here I am, God, I'm on the clock, please put me to work. I want to cooperate with God as He transforms my every action. How I balance the books matters. How I drive my truck or weld matters. How I complete project paperwork matters, or how I do my invoicing matters. How timely I respond to a request matters. Every action tells me, if no one else, who I follow and that everything I do is for God. Today, I'd like to challenge you, and I'm challenging myself. Let's drive a stake in the ground and practice this with the rest of our lives. We can begin that activity. Go to marketplacemissiontrip.com to check out our Marketplace Mission Trip and sign up for the next two-week exercise. It will help you practice integrating your faith into your daily life. Like I said, go to marketplacemissiontrip.com and check it out. And thank you for being a Marketplace Minister. Thank you for listening to this podcast and for committing to make a difference, to have your faith change the way you live. I'm grateful for your ministry and the difference you make in the world. Thank you very much.
Okay, if you are interested in finding and subscribing to Follower of One, it is a Monday through Friday podcast, just like the Morning Mindset, that I believe will help you get your mind aligned with the truth of God in a way that takes action every day at your workplace. You can go to the description in this episode of the show notes and find that, or you can go to carriegreen.com/followerofone, all one word. Thanks so much, friends. God bless you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.